What's up, Conference USA fans, and welcome back to another episode of the CUSA Insider Podcast, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm your host, Jessica Radford, and we are in week two of CUSA hoop play, and it's just been a lot of things going on. I think the standards right now is a little bit crazy on the men's side. You know, it's looking a little how it's supposed to look. On the women's side, oh my gosh, we got some doozies this week and some really big things to report on. As always, when I'm in this seat, Eric Jones is in the co-host seat, and who else to better to talk about Conference USA play than you?
Oh yeah, yeah, we had a great weekend of men's hoops. Officially 2 full weeks into the season now, so ready to dive in to some men's and women's hoops here in the middle of January.
So how has it been shaking out between these teams?
Yeah, we'll talk about Liberty first. You know, they're obviously off to a 5-0 start, winners of 7 straight. They are actually the first team to start 5-0 in CUSA play since the Florida Atlantic team 3 years ago that made it to the Final Four. So in good company there. It's been a while since we've had this dominant of a start in conference play. You know, they had 2 road wins this week at La Tech, at Sam Houston, 2 teams that are middle of the pack and are going to be fighting for, you know, a good seeding there in the tournament later on this year. I think both of those places are really tough places to play. And, you know, as a Conference USA, as a league right now, home teams are now 23-7. So a lot of dominance from the home squad so far this year. So it's never easy to get a road win in this league. And for Liberty to go do that this week was really impressive. And now, you know, they'll get to come back home, you know, this week for 2 good games. And moving down the list, we'll talk a little bit about Middle Tennessee and Missouri State here. 2 4-1 teams. Middle Tennessee, you know, lost a tough one there. You know, they I guess Thursday night lost in overtime to UTEP by 3 points, a game that they really had seemed controlled most of the game. But, you know, it's gonna happen. You know, losing a tough home game there against, you know, a gritty UTEP team, as they always are. They're down a little bit right now, but they're going to find a way to win games as well. So, but a big bounce back win for Middle Tennessee on the road. You know, I heard they even kind of weathered the storm with some travel issues a little bit. So that's never fun to have to deal with. But a big win, a gritty win, probably one of the more low scoring games we'll see this year, 59-55 at New Mexico State, who both those teams are, you know, projected to be at the top of the league this year. So super excited for them to get that win and come back home. And then you got Missouri State, who's probably about to go on one of the tougher road stints this year. They're getting ready for a 4-game road trip, Middle Tennessee, WKU, and then they'll go to the west of the league and face up with UTEP and New Mexico State. So they'll really get tested these next couple of weeks. It'll be really fun to see how Coach Martin handles this with the guys. And but yeah, I think, you know, you even look at Kennesaw State right now too, started 0-3, but we know that that's not the Kennesaw State team that we're going to be seeing this year. 2 big home wins this past week.
Needed that.
The big time. And, you know, and they're, I think, ranked still top 20th in the country in scoring, almost averaging 90 points a game right now. Got some guys that can really shoot it around. And obviously Simeon Cottle, you know, he had a huge week this week, was our player of the week, had 25 and 28, you know, and a big rivalry game too against Jack State over the weekend. But a little shout out here to Simeon Cottle. You know, he is now broke the Kennesaw State all-time career 3-point record. He sits at 237 now, alone at the top. And then he also passed the 1,500 career point mark. So big shout out and big kudos to Simeon Cottle.
Well, he's just named National Player of the Week as well.
Yeah. Just a few minutes ago, it was named the Oscar Robertson National Player of the Week. So big shout out to Simeon Cottle and that Kennesaw State team. I mean, I know they're ready to hop back in near the top of the standings.
Some of our teams have just been breaking some records this season, so that's just kudos to them, especially the ones at the top of our leaderboard. Who else got some wins this week? WKU, Jack State, La Tech got their what? Second win, Coppers win this week?
La Tech had a big win, bounce back win. You know, they hung in there with Liberty. It was a tough loss there at home. I believe their first loss of the season at home this year to Liberty. But bounce back, you know, they struggled there against Delaware, but, you know, weathered the storm again and and found a way to win in overtime against Delaware. Again, it's just never easy to win in this league and be able to come out on top there in overtime. You know, we'll do numbers near the end of the year. New Mexico State had a big win over WKU to start the week. You know, another big milestone, Jason Hooten, coach at New Mexico State, had his 300th career win this week. So big shout out to Coach Hooten and the boys. Jamel Jones has been tearing it up for the Aggies. He was one of their big transfers this offseason, and he led the team in scoring with 24 and 16 over the weekend. So, yeah, super excited to see kind of where they end up here in the coming weeks. You know, as they and Kennesaw both were projected near the top of the league standing. So it should be some good ball here coming up.
These past couple 2 weeks, the middle of the pack have literally been beating on each other.
Yeah.
I would love to see how the second half of conference play when they have to play again, just to see how those will shake up. But right now, you just got 3-2, 3-2, 2-3, 2-3. It's like a lot of teams that's just mumbled up together right here, and that's so interesting. And it's just 2 weeks in, and we're already 5 games into conference play.
I know. I think we're about to start seeing, you know, a little bit of, you know, we'll see some teams go on some skids and see some teams. There's so many ebbs and flows of the season, you know, especially with injuries. You know, we never want to see that, but it's a part of, you know, any sport, really. And sometimes you gotta take it with, you know, you just gotta roll with the punches. And you know, it'll be exciting to see how some of these teams face some adversity. Again, it feels like we're you know, just down the road from conference tournament, but there's still so much basketball to be played. So yeah, it's exciting. I'm super excited for some games this weekend. Go ahead and kind of name off my top three games that I'm looking forward to, starting with Wednesday night on ESPN Plus, 6 o'clock Central, FIU at Kennesaw State. Again, just after Kennesaw winning 2 games this weekend at home, they'll be at home again on Wednesday night against FIU, scoring a ton of points. FIU, though, they had a tough week this past week, but like I said last week, they're a completely different ball club. I think Coach Ballard really has these guys, you know, tuned in right now, and I think they can play with just about anybody in this league. So super excited to see how Coach Ballard, you know, kind of bounces back after last week's woes, and how Kennesaw State can hopefully get back to 500 and above 500 this week. And then moving to Thursday, I think you look at New Mexico State at Liberty. This one on CBS Sports Network at 5 p.m. Central Time. You know, Liberty back at home, 5-0. Can they keep the win streak going with, you know, they got Zach Cleveland, who, I think he's just about time for him to break that triple-double. He's so close every night, it seems like, and he's just absolutely stuffing the stat sheet. And then just to face off against New Mexico State, who, again, is just a team that is going to be physical and you know, their defense travels, and I think they have a really good shot at pulling off an upset at Liberty this week. And then my final game that I'm looking forward to, the 2-4-1 teams, Missouri State taking on Middle Tennessee. This one on Saturday evening, 5 p.m. Central Time on ESPN+. I think this will just be, you know, one of those hard-fought battles. You know, obviously, you probably give the edge to Middle Tennessee here, just being at home. But, I mean, I think anyone can come out with this. You know, Michael Osei-Bonsu, he was injured just before conference play. He's back now. And obviously this team plays a lot different when he's in the lineup. So, yeah, excited to see how this game turns out. And, yeah, I'm sure we'll see another bundled up standings after this week. And we'll be talking this time next week about some crazy games. So, yeah.
I mean, you already had 2 overtime games in 1 week, so who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe that Missouri in middle, right? Yeah. Rated out to overtime. Who knows? You know, sometimes when we make some predictions, sometimes we're right, and sometimes we're very wrong.
And that's okay. And that's okay.
Unlike on the men's side, on the women's side, we have 3 teams that are still undefeated right now. We have Sam Houston, 3-0, Missouri State, 3-0, Middle Tennessee, no surprise there, 4-0. But I think what's very surprising this past week was Liberty went 0-2 at home. And that is where, especially for being at home. And I think Sam Houston has just so much to be proud of, so much to just be praising right now, just because how well that they're playing. first week of conference play, you beat the projected number one team in La Tech, right? And you were on the road there. All of their games so far have been on the road. And thank God that they're home. I know they're probably like, ooh, finally our road trippers. Yep. Our stint is over. We're finally have a home stand. But all three of Missouri, Sam Houston's win has been on the road. So you beat La Tech, who was projected as number one the first week of conference play. Then you step into week two, and you win against Liberty, who is undefeated as you from this past week or before last week even started. And then you get an overtime win over Delaware. And we have our exclusive interview with Raven Justice, the head coach at Sam Houston. And I love that she pointed this out, that Delaware is not their record. You know, they had couple tough games that they just can't like finish, but they sent people into overtime because they sent New Mexico State into overtime. They sent Sam Houston into overtime, and they're always like right there. Yes, they're not like 5-6 points. You know, they're kind of like 10 or 11, but they're right there. And you can tell that they're right there if they're sending these teams into overtime.
Yep.
But I love that she recognized that and reflected on that. But Sam Houston defense right now is just really holding them together. And we always say this every week, how Sam Houston is just a defensive team. Like, their defense wins ball games. They are, what, third in the nation in turnovers forced. Wow. They're fifth in the nation in steals per game. So their defense literally wins their ball games, but they have some scores, and they have just some veteran contributors that are doing just so well for them. Fontacone has just been doing so well. I think she's nationally ranked in steals per game. She's leads their team in steals. Ogayemi, oh my gosh, just like she clashes the glass and she can score and she just does everything that you want a big to do. And she just have been doing phenomenal for them. So just Sam Houston has some contributors, some vets that's just been doing really well for them. And one other thing she mentioned in her video interview was like, we don't talk about the wins. We're just on to the next game. And that is a great mindset to have. It's just like, okay, yes, we understand that we're winning, but we still got so much to go.
And I know, like we said, they're only 3-0 right now. I say only. We've only played three games. Mm-hmm. They are 3-0, which is a huge deal. And especially after their wins this past week, I think they've gained a lot of respect across the league that, you know, they're not here just to play around. Like, they're here to, you know, contend for a conference title. And, you know, again, that's just huge kudos to Coach Justice at Sam Houston and what they've done so far. Again, just three games. But I think with those wins, it says a lot about this team. And even look at their overall record. I mean, they're 10-4. Like, it's not like they just had a – they're stumbling into some wins here. Like, I think this is a winning team, and I think they're here to stay.
Definitely. Their 10-4 overall record is their best 14-game start since the 2019-2020 season. So they have been making some milestones this season, and I just can't wait to see how they continue it throughout the rest. But newcomers, Missouri State, oh my gosh, the things that Beth Cunningham is doing with this team, I mean, they already did it in the Missouri Valley, so we're not really surprised here, right? We expected this. They were projected as fourth in the preseason poll. But for them to even come out the gate 3-0, I think is just a kudos to Coach Cunningham and what she's doing with their team. Came in, Becca Myers just been phenomenal for them. She was our player of the week this past week, and she just had career highs in these last two games. She matched her career high in their first game with 26 points, and then she had a new one of 31 points against Jack State on Saturday. And then she matched her career high in rebounds with 14. So I think she just had the high end this weekend for them, and she was just doing what she does best with scoring points, getting rebounds, and just what can you ask for?
I mean, it's a true difference maker on team. You know, someone that can score like that, someone that can grab boards, someone that can just have that presence and have to, you know, these teams that are playing her, they're having to, you know, really try and bottle her up and really focus on her. But that also gives a lot of, you know, chances for the role players and those other players at Missouri State that we all know are very talented that can step up and have some big games as well.
Middle Tennessee are 4-0, and they had the biggest scoring margin this week by far. And they were at home, so that was their first home stand of the conference play for them. 86-43 win over UTEP on Thursday, and then they came back and got an 88-51 win over New Mexico State on Saturday. So I think that was what the largest USA play margin right now, just to begin with. Granted, we're only in the second week, but I don't really think, what's that, like 30 points?
Seven back-to-back
games as well. That's insane for Middle Tennessee. And they have a young team right now, and their freshmen have been going absolutely insane for the Blue Raiders. You have Blair Boggess, who had three consecutive double doubles. And then now you have Yuhan Lin, who is literally, she averaged 16.5 points per game in just 17 minutes per game. And she was our freshman of the week this past week for them. So they just have young players that are just contributing to them. Elena Contreras, she has been really well for them getting points. She is their lone senior on the team. So, of course, that veteran leadership is probably very crucial to what they're doing. And it's working right now in Conference USA play. Yes, they are 9-7 overall, but like we said, their non-conference, I think, is just gearing them up for conference play.
Yeah, especially the young group of this team. I think, playing those tough non-conference games will get you certainly prepared to play some really tough conference games. And just really impressive what the young group has done with the Lady Raiders.
Last team I want to talk about is Louisiana Tech. Louisiana Tech right now is 2-1 in conference play. And they just got one off on Liberty on the road as well. And what was that? That one was an 86-72 win over Liberty. And the crazy thing is, we all know that Liberty is known for their three-point shooting. Louisiana Tech shot an impressive 60% from the three-point line against Liberty. So just to have, you know, that you're going to a gym where this team knows how to shoot from the three-point line. I mean, it's their home gym. But to go in and shoot 60% from the three-point line, and I think, what, Paris Bradley erupted for a career-high 31 points, and I think that she went for 7 three-pointers. I believe 7 or 9. Don't quote me on the 7 or 9, but it was the most in that Liberty Arena for three-pointers in a single game. So she went absolutely crazy for them. She grabbed 5 rebounds for them. Avery Aaron, she's a sophomore as well, posted a career-high 21 points along with 7 rebounds. The sophomores went crazy in this game. Paris Bradley, sophomore. Avery Aaron, sophomore. Jordan Marshall also scored in double figures with 10 points in that game. Sophomore.
Very nice.
Young team that Brookstore has. And they kind of started out a little slow. You know, they lost that first one to Sam Houston, but they've definitely bounced back.
Yeah, I hate to burst everyone's bubble, but you're not going to shoot 60% from 3-point every single night.
Mm-hmm.
But to show that they are capable of doing it and that you have the players that can shoot like that will go a long way. So when they're on, they're going to be on, they're going to be dominant, and they're probably going to control every game that they're shooting like that. So again, it ain't going to happen every night, but it could happen more often than you think.
You got to capitalize when it does, because then what you get, 86-72.
Exactly. A dominant win. Yeah. A dominant win against a really good team in our league.
Some games is coming up this next week for me. I just think this Middle Tennessee weekend is going to be very, very crucial to how they end up in these standings. On Thursday, you are at La Tech, right? A team that just got off a huge win for the number 2 projected team. It was the number 1 and number 2 projected team. Louisiana Tech gutted that one out. But you're going to get Middle Tennessee right now. They're undefeated. Right now, you're 2-1. That one's on ESPN Plus at 6:30. I think that one's just going to be a really, really good one. You have just key makers on both teams that just know how to score, that know how to defend on both sides of the court. And that one will be, I think, I can't wait. I'm excited to watch that one. I can't even tell you who could win it, because it's such a tough one.
Middle Tennessee could be 0-4, and they will still be the team to beat in Conference USA. It's just the way they are, the way they've established themselves throughout the years. So this will be a big one for the Bulldog faithful, or Lady Texters down in Ruston this week. I'm sure they'll have a pretty good turnout for that one, and they'll get up for it for sure.
And then on Saturday, Middle Tennessee at Sam Houston. I think this one, hey, this is going to shake up the standings for sure, because somebody has to leave. You have both undefeated teams right now.
Yep.
Who's going to be the lone loser? I don't know. Of course, as we know, if Sam Houston plays the way that they're normally playing with their defense, but then also getting it done on the offensive glass, because like we know, yes, defense, but you also got to score too. That's how you got to run up points. But it was so funny because Raven said, we don't score a lot of points, but when we do, you see the outcome. So they got to get it done on both sides. In Middle Tennessee, yes, they have defense, but they have shooters. And I think that is what absolutely definitely wins ball games when it comes down to the score.
Yeah.
So that one is also a top. I can't even tell you that one. But I know that Sam and La Tech has an advantage of being at home, but you could just never, you can't ever count on Middle Tennessee.
And I think it'll be fun to see. You know, you got good on good. You got the good defense against the good Middle Tennessee offense. How will those two meet with each other? We don't know yet, but it'll certainly be, fun to watch Saturday.
And my third game to watch on Saturday is Liberty at Delaware. And I think I just checked this one off because, like I said earlier, Delaware is not their record, right? This is the nitty-gritty team who can score points, who can defend. They just, you know, have some shortcomings. But Liberty being 0-2 right now, and then to top it off, they're on the road. They're not even at home now. Just see, how are you going to shake back from this past weekend, right? And who knows? Delaware is always right there. It's just a couple games. You know, once you get on that little streak of, all right, this is enough. Let's capitalize. Let's close this one out. I think this one could be a nitty-gritty win for Delaware as well. But as we all know, Liberty is just very good, very offensive minded. So if they do what they do best, especially from that three-point line, they can close that one out.
And maybe it's good for them to get on the road this week, get away from home, go do something a little different, be out of your normal routine. Maybe it'll help them kind of hone in a little bit and realize, you know, we got some work to do here. So excited to see how they bounce back, and we'll see if Delaware can get some wins out of here.
And that's all we have for this week of conference play. Check out these games all next week. And also just stick around for this exclusive interview presented by Victory Snacks of Raven Justice from Sam Houston. Joining us today on this USA Insider podcast, we have Sam Houston's women's basketball head coach, Raven Justice. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, you guys are 3-0 in conference play. You're off to your best 14-game start since the 2019-2020 season. What has stood out most about this group through the first part of conference play?
They're just a resilient group. The leadership has been really good. Our captain, Deborah, and Fonta Kone and Asia, they've been really solid on making sure that we take care of business every day. So I just say that they're resilient. They play extremely hard, and they're a fun group to coach.
You picked up some two big extremely wins. Well, over Louisiana Tech, who's projected first in the preseason poll, over Liberty, who's projected second in the preseason poll. What did you learn about those teams throughout those games that you didn't probably see before?
Louisiana Tech is very, very skilled. They're a skilled team. They defend really well, but what people don't realize is offensively they run their stuff. I mean, they have inside and outside games, so I wasn't surprised. That's why they're voted to win conference. Liberty is a disciplined team. If they hit the three ball, they're really, really good. They're a team that, you know, they play, they make a lot of runs. So if you can't match their runs, it's going to be a long game for you. But they're really two good teams, well-coached teams. So I'm just happy to be on the winning side of those games.
Every time we talk about you guys on this podcast, I always say that Sam Houston is known for its defense. And you guys are showing exactly that, especially in the NCAA stats. You guys are ranked third in the nation in turnovers forced per game and fifth in steals. What's the foundation of that defensive pressure?
I think that our identity is our defense. You know, it's been that way since I've been here. But the plus this year is that we have five players on the floor that want to play defense. And that's really rare. You have a lot of kids that are pretty good defensively, but better offensively, or really strive offensively. But all five of our players that usually start the game, they're defensive minded. So, you know, that's been a plus for us.
Conference USA play is a grind, just like any conference. But what is the biggest challenge of sustaining this level of energy day in and day out?
Whew, that's a good question. It is a grind. On any night, it's anybody games. I think what keeps you motivated and what keeps you fresh of each week is just understanding the end goal. And last year, you know, Liberty beat us in the conference tournament. And so those was one of those situations where our kids kind of had it marked on the schedule. Like, hey, you know, they're the ones that sent us home. And so you just got to kind of have goals throughout the year. Our goals at the beginning of the year was definitely have a better non-conference schedule to prepare for Conference USA. And so going into Conference USA, we wanted to be prepared. And I thought, you know, the non-conference helped us a lot with that.
I love how you already mentioned that defense is your identity, right? And you guys know that. And the other teams also know that as well. So what goes into maintaining that level of defensive intensity against conference opponents who are familiar with your style?
We are who we are. It's just like you are who you are. Like nobody can shake your faith. Nobody can shake your swag. You know, that's what we talk about, your confidence. So be who you are. And we know that's who we are. We stand 10 toes down behind it. So we make it known that regardless if you think, oh, we're going to put, you know, some really good shooters out there, we're going to put some really good ball handlers, we still going to be who we are.
You already mentioned these couple players just a little bit, but you already have some experienced vets in Kone and Ogayemi, who are doing just absolutely outstanding for you every single game. How crucial is their leadership and experience to this team?
It is critical. When we first got into Conference USA, you know, we was rebuilding. We was coming out the Southland and the WAC, so we was rebuilding. So, you know, our biggest piece was to get experienced players, but leaders. And so DeBoer and Fonta have been really, really sound leaders. And so you have that leadership piece. It's really hard for everybody else to deviate from what you want to do as a program. And so having that foundation and be so solid has been critical, not just for me, but for the younger players that's trying to get a feel for Conference USA.
Conference USA presents a unique challenge, especially since you guys have entered the league. This year, we have two new teams in Delaware who you just got an overtime win against this past weekend, and Missouri State, who's also undefeated in Conference USA play. So what stands out to you about this league this season?
Who to travel? That travel was pretty, I mean, and don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful country on the East Coast, but no, that travel, it is draining. It is difficult. It is challenging to keep your kids focused for 5 days on a road. So the travel was a little challenging, but also most state. I mean, it's not like they're coming from a conference that wasn't competitive. It's not like they hadn't had success. So the conference, the teams that we bought in had success. So it's not like you're just going to roll over on those teams. It's not teams that you'd like, oh, I can get 2 wins against. It's competitive from the top to the bottom. Delaware is not their record. I kept trying to express that to our young ladies. Like, you're looking at a team that's not their records. And it's really hard for student athletes to understand that because everybody judges them on the wins and losses.
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned the road travel, because all three of your games so far has been on the road. So how do you just keep the focus and the mentality of winning these games, especially on the road with these tough travel weekends?
We just try to keep it light. You know, we try to make sure that our kids understand it's a business trip, but we don't try to press them. We don't try to stress them. I think when we went to Liberty, you know, we toured a little bit of Washington, D.C. before we got down there. So we just try to keep it light. We just try to keep the main thing, and that's just being competitive, trust our training, trust the foundation of our program, and just love on each other. Our biggest strength right now is that we're a true family, and we talk about it constantly, and we understand that, you know, every day ain't gonna be great, but it's just like a sister relationship. One day your sister gonna take your shirt, you're gonna be real, real mad, but you know she's gonna have your back when it comes to a fist fight.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I love that. How do you keep the team grounded early in conference play while still embracing the confidence with this great start that you have?
We never talk about the wins. When we get to practice, we just talk about, hey, these are some things we like to get better at. You know, hey, if you want to get better today in this category or this category, raise your hand. And so that's how we base our practice on, you know, what do you want to get better at? So we don't really talk about the wins. We just talk about, you know, getting better as a program so that we can meet our goals at the end of the year.
What excites you most about where this team can still grow as the season moves along?
The excitement is the 10 players that returned. You know, with the transfer portal being a popping thing, it's the new trend, it's flashy. I had 10 players that returned. I didn't have a player that left the program. The other ones left via graduation. So I just want them to understand, like, they came back for a reason. They're truly valued here. I hope that, you know, they understand that we're pushing every day to meet their goals as well as the program goals, but that they're loved and respected here.
And I'm sure their fans just love and respect them as well. And this is going to end on this question about the fans, of course. So for the fans watching this team take shape, what can they expect every time the Bearcats hit the floor?
Grit, determination, feistiness, fun to watch. I tell anybody, yeah, we don't score a lot of points, you know, but we can put the ball in the hole. But we're never going to let anybody run over us. So, you know, if you're a Bearcat fan, you got to understand, like, every time we step on the floor, we got a lot of pride about us. You're never going to see anybody just bully us. You're never going to see anybody just try to take advantage of us. We got a lot of pride about us. And so, you know, with anything that you have in life, pride is the biggest thing, right? So if you have a lot of pride about it, you're going to take care of it. So we're always going to take care of Samuelson State when it's on our shirt.
Amazing answer. I love that. Thank you so much for joining us today. I just want to say good luck this weekend, especially being at home, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you so much, Jessica. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you, Head Coach Raven Justice, for joining us today. And that is all we have for you on today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on social media at CUSA Insider Pod on X and Instagram. And if you're watching us on YouTube, thank you. But for all of our audio listeners, if you want a visual for the week, don't forget that you can search in the search bar at Conference USA and go to our podcast playlist where you can watch all of our episodes on YouTube. But if you want to keep listening to us through your headphones, on in the car, while you work out, all the different types of things, don't forget that you can listen to us on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I always forget the Amazon Music. I'm looking at Dave for some help here. But that's all we have for you on today's episode. I'm your host, Jessica Radford, and I'll see you guys next week.